Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sal Mali. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, D. Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixes moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mixes catches it and throws to first to double up Irvin. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi bunts towards the mound. Molly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Dark moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali is 0-for-1 in the game. Mali hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mali moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mali scores. Lockman moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot bunts towards the mound. Mali fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Talbot moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mali bunts towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mali for the out. Rhodes moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-2 in the game. Tap hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Tap reaches second base with a double. Joe Garagiola pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Tremel now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas strikes out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Mays steals second. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to third. Catt moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman is walked intentionally. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. Catt scores. Lockman moves to third. It's 5-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Catt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.